With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump delivered an unusual speech at the 74th Annual National Prayer Breakfast. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president spoke at the annual gathering of political and religious leaders.
You know, I've done more for religion than any other president.
During his speech, Donald Trump questioned how a person of faith can be a Democrat. He cursed several times and called one Republican lawmaker a moron. He concluded by listing his administration's religion-related accomplishments and discussing the importance of prayer.
Quite simply, prayer is America's superpower.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a launch of a copy of the Wegovy pill.
Telehealth company Hims and Hers is launching a cheaper, off-brand version of the blockbuster weight loss pill Wegovy. Just weeks after the drug's original manufacturer launched the reformulated drug, which was previously only available as an injection. The company says it will take legal action against the new pill by Hims and Hers, which it calls unapproved and inauthentic. Hims' new drug is a compounded medication, which means it's not subject to most federal drug regulations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Investigators believe the missing mother of today's show host, Savannah Guthrie, is still out there, but they've not identified any suspects. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos also said Thursday the DNA test showed blood found on Nancy Guthrie's porch came back to her. He said, right now, we believe Nancy is still out there. We want her home. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 592 points, the NASDAQ dropped 363, the S&P lower by 84. This is SRN News. A leading medical organization takes a stand against transgenderism.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons has released new guidelines urging doctors not to perform sex change operations on children. The ASPS is the largest medical group in the country to reject transgender surgeries, and it's a bold step. Plastic surgeons are the doctors most likely to perform the procedures, and it makes them a lot of money. The American Medical Association has responded to the ASPS statement by taking a neutral stance. Michael Harrington reporting.
Michelangelo's Last Judgment is undergoing its first major restoration in three decades. The imposing fresco of Heaven and Hell dominates the Sistine Chapel, which will remain open to visitors during the three-month cleaning. The Vatican Museums say the scaffolding will partially obstruct the view of the fresco. Cleaning crews will remove microparticle buildup. This is SRN News. Here's the latest on U.S. mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.11%. This is the third straight increase, although the latest rate is essentially flat compared to last week. With the annual spring home buying season approaching, the average long-term mortgage rate is now slightly above its lowest level in more than 3 years. That's good news for home shoppers who can afford to buy at current rates. I'm Alex Vega.
Pizza Hut plans to close 250 U.S. restaurants in the first half of this year as its parent company considers a sale of the chain. Yum Brands said Wednesday it's targeting underperforming Pizza Hut restaurants in its system. Pizza Hut has more than 6,000 U.S. locations and is headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.